The defendant will stand and face Judge Eli while sentence is passed.
This case has not been easy to judge. It is unfortunate that the land is in such a state of turmoil. Moses made provision in the laws for the poor and needy, and the laws are sufficient. I know it's hard to listen to the cries of hungry children, to be their father and not try to get them something to eat. Perhaps you could have found work if you had tried just a little harder. But instead, you stole a sheep, and you killed it and ate it, you and your family. Now the law of Moses is very specific with regard to a theft of this nature. You must restore the stolen sheep fourfold.
But, Your Honor, I cannot restore even one sheep, let alone four. We were starving. We had to have something to eat. I searched and searched for work, but could find no one to hire me. We went after the gleaners, as the law provides, but they left nothing. Nothing at all. What could I do? We had to eat.
You must restore fourfold. If you cannot do so by any other means, then you will have to sell either yourself or one of your children to be a slave. I have spoken. So shall it be.
It sounds like your story today is going to be interesting, Uncle Dan. Did that man really have to sell himself or one of his children to be a slave?
Yes, Aunt Sue, he undoubtedly did. Although our story today is not about him. However, the man who passed the sentence, Judge Eli, does play an important part in it.
He lived a long time ago, didn't he?
About 3,000 years ago, Aunt Sue. After the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, they were ruled by judges.
Samson was a judge, and so was Gideon, wasn't he?
Yes, and Eli was one of the last of the judges. He had jurisdiction over all the land during the time when the Bible records every man did that which seemed right in his own sight. His job must have been extremely difficult, one that kept him very busy.
He was also the high priest, wasn't he?
High priest, judge, and father. It is one of the tragic facts of history that this man, Eli, who held such high positions in the land of Israel, was a poor father. Our story today is adapted from the Old Testament, chapters 1 and 2 of 1 Samuel. I call the story
The Wayward Sons.
After Eli returned from the seat of judgment unto his own home, his wife came unto him and said,
Eli, you have got to punish your sons, Hophni and Phinehas.
Oh, what have they done now?
They stole grapes from Thamar's vineyard.
Oh, you're sure of this?
One of Thamar's servants was working in the vineyard and saw them.
Well, perhaps he lied.
The servant was Ram, and you know he wouldn't lie.
No, he wouldn't.
Shall I have the boys come in and see you?
Yes, I guess so.
Yes, Father.
What is it?
Sons, your mother tells me that you stole some grapes from Thamar's vineyard.
Who told her that?
Never mind who told her. Now, did you take some grapes with you from his vineyard?
I don't know.
What difference does it make if we did? We have the right to eat all we want.
Now, sons, you're better acquainted with the law than that. You know that those provisions were made primarily for travelers. You also know that in any case you are not to take fruit from the vineyard with you. To do so is to steal.
I think you're making a big issue over nothing.
Besides, we're Levites. Thamar has a duty to help support us, the old miser.
Hophni, Thamar is not a miser. He is a good, kind man.
Well, he shouldn't begrudge us a few grapes. We were hungry.
Sons, that's not the point. The point is that you stole something that was not yours, and you should make restitution.
I'm not going to make restitution to him for a few old grapes.
Me either.
Look, Father, we're Levites, priests. We don't have to
go. You boys are not priests.
We should be. We're old enough.
You're the high priest and we're your sons. We should serve at the tabernacle with you.
Perhaps someday you will be priests.
Not someday, now. We want to start right away.
But you are not worthy. Or at least not ready yet to be priests.
Not ready? We are too ready. We know the law. We've watched you serve at the tabernacle since we were boys. We know the customs and services better than anyone else in Israel.
Well, it is true that you know the customs. But, oh, my sons, if only your lives were what they should be, how can I make you priests? We'll see.
If Eli had weighed the terrible consequences of indulging his sons, he would have punished them at once. Instead, he listened to their request and allowed them to become priests and serve at the tabernacle. But they did not respect their holy office. Meanwhile, in another part of Israel, another priest by the name of Elkanah was preparing to leave his home to serve at the tabernacle.
Hannah, do you have my things ready?
Yes, dear, here you are. And Elkanah, while you're at the tabernacle, will you pray to the Lord that he give me a child, a son?
I will, dear, although I'm sure he knows your longing. Does Peninnah still lord it over you because she has children and you don't?
Yes. More and more each day, it seems.
I suppose I shouldn't have married her, even though you are barren. She has brought a lot of bickering to our once happy home. But I must be on my way. Keep your courage up. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Elkanah.
Say, Brother Phineas, do you see that fellow over there who just came into the courtyard?
You mean the one with the bundle of belongings?
Yes. Now, what do you suppose he's come here?
Why, it's obvious. He's a priest come to serve his term of duty here at the tabernacle.
Exactly. Now tell me, have you felt the need of any more help around here?
No, and quit trying to be funny. Get rid of him like we have the others.
Hello there. Sir, can I help you?
Yes, can you tell me where I'll find High Priest Eli?
He's in the tabernacle, busy. State your desires.
Well, my name is Elkanah, and I've come to serve my term of duty.
And just who sent for you to come? Elkanah.
Why, no one. This is the month during which I always serve.
Look, friend, we've got a new system now.
Yeah, you don't just show up here any old time and expect a free handout.
From now on, if we want you to come and work, we'll let you know. Understand?
No, I don't understand. It's the custom for the priest to serve their term on a rotation basis, not by request.
Now, we've told you once, and we're not going to tell you once more. We've got a new system.
You're not needed, you're not wanted, so get out.
I'm going to see your father Eli about this.
I told you he's busy.
I don't care how busy he is. You can't keep me from seeing him.
We're his assistants. If you want to see him, you have to make your request through us.
I'll do nothing of the sort. I've had enough of this nonsense. I'm going to see Eli, and I'm going to see him right now. Out of my way.
It'll be all right, Brother Phineas. Father understands the system as well as we do.
Word with you?
Why, if it isn't Elkanah. Come in, my son. How are you? How's the family? You seem to be as fit as ever.
I don't know. I thought I was until I met your sons, Hophni and Phineas.
Hophni and Phineas? Did they trouble you?
They tell me that my services are no longer needed.
So that's it. Well, since they've been assisting me, we don't need as many of the other priests as we once did.
Oh.
You know how it is. The country's in such a turmoil. Some of the priests don't show up, and many people aren't paying their tithes as they should. So there isn't enough money to support the tabernacle as there should be.
Yes,
now, I was
see.
Sure that you would understand. Oh, now tell me, how's your family?
Oh, they're all right, I guess.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And it's been pleasant to see you again. In a few months, it will be the Feast of Tabernacles. Perhaps I'll see you when you come up then.
Yes, perhaps.
Why, Elkanah, what's wrong? Why are you back so soon?
Oh, they told me I wasn't needed.
Not needed? And just why not?
Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phineas, are serving in the tabernacle. They're not having any of the other priests serve.
Hophni and Phineas? Why, they're just boys. They're not priests.
I'm afraid Eli has made them priests.
The very idea. Wonder so many people are forsaking the worship of the God of heaven.
No, we must not let the misdeeds of others cause us to lose faith in God. He is a God of love.
Yes, I know. Did you remember to ask God to give me a son?
Oh, no. I was so upset after talking to Eli and his sons that I completely forgot it until just now. I'm sorry, dear.
I understand. I know you must have been upset. It's just that...
Just what? Peninna?
Yes.
By the way, where is she now?
Oh, she's out playing with the children, I think. Oh, Elkanah, why doesn't God let me have children, too?
I don't know. I wish I did. But come now, dry your tears. Crying about it won't help. I'll tell you what. In a few months, it will be the Feast of Tabernacles. We'll all go up to the temple together, and while we're there, you can make a special request to God yourself. All right?
All right.
Hannah! Peninna! How are the preparations coming for the journey to Shiloh for the feast?
Just fine, dear. We're almost ready.
Just about ready? Ha! You forget that I still have to get the children ready.
I'll be glad to help you, Peninna.
Oh, sure. You're always glad to help. You think they were your children instead of mine.
I didn't mean it that way. I was only
trying
to...
No. Stop this bickering. This is no time for a family quarrel. Peninna, I should think that you would welcome Hannah's help. You're always complaining about all the work you have to do.
I'm not complaining. It's just that I get sick and tired of her poor little childless me attitude. It's plain enough to see that she has displeased God, and that's why she's barren.
Peninna, now, you know that's not so. You apologize to Hannah, and don't ever let me hear you talk like that again.
All right. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven, Peninna. Now, what can I do to help you?
Oh, why don't you go start getting the children dressed? I'll be along in a few moments.
All right.
Father, how much longer till we'll get to Shiloh?
Well, it's not far now. You should be able to see the city when we round that next bend in the trail.
Can I help you make the booth this year?
Yes, I guess you can. Now, first we'll have to find several branches and
Are we going to camp at the usual place?
Well, why not? It's a good site, not too far from the sanctuary. There's a good water supply. Now, do you know of a better spot?
No, I guess it's all right.
Look, there's the city of Shiloh. We can see it now.
Father, can I run on ahead, please?
Oh, all right, but not too far. Now, don't get lost. Oh, the children are so happy. This should be a joyous time for all of us.
Father, can I put another piece of wood on the fire?
Yes, I guess so. Be careful now. Put it right there at the side. That's it.
Come on, children. It's time for you to go to bed.
Already? We just got the campfire going good.
Oh, it wouldn't hurt for them to stay up a little later tonight, would it, Peninna?
Are you trying to tell me how to bring up my children?
Why, no. It's just that
It's just none of your concern. If you know so much about bringing up children, why don't you have some?
Oh, if only God...
No, Peninna, Hannah, stop the fussing. Let's not spoil this evening with a fight. This is to be a joyous occasion. And tomorrow we will have the peace offering feast. Why, it's supposed to signify brotherhood and goodwill toward one another.
Yes, dear.
I'm sorry, Peninna. I didn't mean to tell you what to do.
You're always sorry. Come on, children, get to bed. Morning will be here soon enough.
Father, can I go to the tabernacle with
you? No, dear. I think you'd better stay here. I have to go to the tabernacle while the peace offering is sacrificed. I won't be gone long.
Good morning, sir. Are you preparing for a peace offering?
Yes, Your Grace. The fat is on the altar and all is in readiness.
Give me my priestly portion, then.
As soon as the fat is burned, you'll get your just portion.
I'm too busy to wait. Give it to me now.
But the law clearly states
Don't
that
tell
you...
me what the law... Wait a minute. Shouldn't I know you? Yes, I remember now. Brother Phineas, come over here a minute.
What's the problem, brother?
No problem. It's just that this priest, remember him? Anyway, as I recall, his name is Elkanah. He was trying to tell me about the law.
Sure, I remember. Look, Elkanah, around here we are the law. Understand?
I understand that you do not realize the importance of your holy office.
Quite the contrary. We do realize our importance. And if you're smart, you'll give us our portion of the sacrifice now, or we'll take it by force.
All right, here you are.
Come on, more than that.
At least four times as much.
But that won't leave enough for my family to have a feast.
That's your problem. Now give it here, or we'll take it.
Why, Elkanah, you're back sooner than usual.
Well, I didn't have to wait very long.
Where's the rest of the sacrifice for the feast?
I gave the priests a little extra.
A little? Why, it looks like you gave them over half of it.
Did you give it to them, or did they take it?
Well,
It's those sons of Eli. They're wicked, evil men. I knew we shouldn't have come.
Now, let's not get started talking about Hophni and Phinehas again. This occasion is to be a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving. Prepare what's left of the sacrifice, and we'll have our feast. Here, Peninnah, there's your portion, and one for each of the children.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And here, Hannah, here's a little extra for you.
Thank you, dear.
What's the big idea, giving her some extra? Well, if that doesn't beat all, I'm the one who has the children, and I have to do most of the work. And she gets an extra portion.
Nina, be careful what you say. You know that I love you both. Now, you should not be jealous of Hannah.
Jealous of her? She's the one that's jealous. Jealous of me because I have children, and she's barren. She's cursed of God.
Hannah, come back here. Oh, dear, I must go and talk to her. Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?
Yes, I suppose you are, Elkanah, but why? Why doesn't God let me have a son?
I don't know, dear, but come, let us finish the feast, and then you can go to the tabernacle, make a special request to God as we plan.
All right.
Now Eli the high priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple, and Hannah, deeply distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly.
O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on my affliction and remember me and not forget me, thy maidservant, but will give to thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord. As soon as he's old enough, I will bring him to your tabernacle to remain and serve thee all the days of his life.
As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman.
Woman, how long will you be drunken? Put away your wine from you.
No, my lord. I'm a woman sorely troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been praying to the Lord. Do not regard me as a base woman, for I have been praying to the Lord because of my anxiety and vexation, praying that God would take away my burden and grant my request.
I'm sorry I misjudged you. It is seldom that I see anyone pray sincerely. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have made to him.
O Lord, I thank thee that thou hast heard my prayer and given me this son. As I have vowed, he shall be thine. Just as soon as he is old enough, I will take him to your tabernacle, and there he shall remain and serve thee. Help me to train him to love thee, to realize his duty to thee. Give me the strength to keep my vow and not to wish to keep him to myself.
and grant that Elkanah, my husband, will look favorably toward my vow and help me. And help Peninnah to see the beauty of a full surrender to thee and realize the worthlessness of arrogance. And above all, Lord, help me to be a good mother. Amen. You precious baby. It'll be hard to give you up, but I must never think of you as mine. You belong to God. I'll have to give you a name. Let's see. I know. I'll call you Samuel. It means God has heard, for he did hear me and granted my request. Elkanah.
Yes, what is it, dear?
In a few more weeks, it'll be time for the Feast of Booths.
So?
I don't think I'll go up to the tabernacle this year.
But you haven't gone up with us for the last several years. Don't you think little Samuel is old enough by now to make the trip? It's only a few miles.
Oh, he's old enough. That's not the reason.
Well, what is it then?
It's just that, well, the last time I was at the tabernacle, I made a special request to God that he give me a son, which he did.
Yes.
And when I asked for a son, I also made a vow to God.
What kind of a vow?
I promised God that I would give my son to him, to serve him.
Well, many mothers make a vow like that.
Yes, Elkanah, but my vow to God was more specific. I told God that I would take my son to his tabernacle just as soon as he was old enough to leave me. And there he would remain and serve the Lord all the days of his life.
I see.
Therefore, I must not take Samuel to the tabernacle and then bring him back home with me. I'm afraid that if I did each visit, it would become harder to leave him. The very first time I return to Shiloh must be the decisive visit.
You know that as your husband, I can nullify your vow.
I know.
It will be just as hard for me to part with little Samuel as for you. I love him very dearly.
Yes.
At the tabernacle, he would be exposed to the evil influence of Eli's wayward sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And Eli himself is getting old and feeble. It certainly is not a very good place for a boy to grow up. When did you plan to take him?
Just as soon as he's a little older. Another year or two. Three at the most.
How could you do it? Why, the child is your whole life without him. What meaning would your life have?
I will always know that God heard my request, Elkanah, that he took away my reproach before Peninnah. Every day, little Samuel will be the object of my prayers, and each year I will make him a new robe with my own hands and take it to him at the annual feast. Elkanah, I cannot think of little Samuel as mine. He is the Lord's.
You shall keep your vow before God, and I will help you and take also a vow myself. For now I know that you have a greater faith than I.
Mother? Mother?
Yes, dear, what is it?
I brought you some flowers.
Why, thank you, dear.
Only they're not as pretty as they were.
Do you know why, Samuel?
No.
They have been separated from their source of strength. That's why they wither and die. And it's just the same with us. When we become separated from the Lord, who is our source of strength, then we die spiritually. We forget all about God.
How can we keep from dying spiritually?
Well, the best way is to pray to God every day. Remember, he always hears your prayers. Samuel, do you know what your name means?
No.
It means God has heard.
Heard what?
Well, specifically, he heard my prayer. I wanted a little boy very, very much. And so I went to the tabernacle and asked God to give me one. And he did. He gave me you.
Oh.
But there's more to it than that. I told God that if he would give me a little boy, then I would give my little boy back to God.
Are you going to give me back to God?
Yes. I'm going to give you to God to serve him.
How?
Well, I'm going to take you to the tabernacle at Shiloh. You will live there and help High Priest Eli.
But I don't want to leave you, Mother.
Of course you don't, Samuel. And I don't want you to. But many of our people don't worship the God of heaven anymore. And we need someone to lead us back to God. Perhaps that someone will be you. You've been specially dedicated to God.
That's why you must grow up in God's house. Do you understand, dear?
I'll try to, Mother. I love you, too, and I don't...
You love God, too, don't you?
Yes.
Well, remember, son, that you belong to God. You must always love Him above all others.
I'm willing to do what God wants me to do, Mother.
I see my sons are busy. Can I serve you? I see you have prepared a bullock for sacrifice. For what purpose?
It is to be a token of atonement, Your Grace.
An atonement? For whom?
Our son.
Your son? This little lad? I don't understand.
Do you not remember me, sir?
No.
A few years ago, I came here and prayed earnestly to God.
Yes, just now I remember. I rebuked you for being drunken, and I was wrong. I also blessed you, didn't I?
Yes, Your Grace. As you live, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I made to him. Therefore, I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord.
Given to the Lord?
He is to remain here at the tabernacle. From this time on, he will serve the Lord.
Why were you so deeply distressed when you prayed to the Lord, and why did you weep?
I was childless and ridiculed as one despised by God.
And you are willing to give this child to the Lord?
Yes. His name is Samuel.
Hello, Your Grace.
Samuel. It means God has heard. Woman, I cannot help but marvel at your faith and devotion.
The aged Eli, himself an overindulgent father, was awed and humbled as he beheld this mother's great sacrifice in parting with her child, and he was reproved for his own selfish love. In humiliation and reverence, he bowed before the Lord, and they worshipped together.